as well as wobbly towers, where you'll feel part of a team, or even have the chance to lead one, where every little thing you do makes a big difference.
Superstar, you did it!
Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, Iran says it's preparing to withdraw from a major treaty aimed at preventing the spread of nuclear weapons. Israel carried out strikes on Iran on Friday, aiming to disrupt its nuclear facilities. Iran responded with a wave of missile attacks and insisted its nuclear program is peaceful, something Israel rejects. Former British diplomat Lord Darroch says Tehran's announcement this morning is significant but not unexpected.
Some would say it's irrelevant because Iran's already been declared in breach of its NPT obligations with this enrichment program and the further plans they have on this. And it's a bad step if Iran does withdraw, and it complicates any future deal with them on restraining their nuclear program.
At least 8 people have been killed in Israel as fighting with Iran moves into a fourth day. Leaders of G7 countries are set to discuss conflict in the Middle East and the war between Russia and Ukraine later. Allies, including Keir Starmer, are due to meet in Alberta in Canada this afternoon. An operation led by the National Crime Agency is to look at grooming gang cases across the country. The Home Office says it'll provide long-awaited justice to victims whose cases were closed too early. New figures show the financial cost of rural crime has dropped 16% over a year, but data suggests it still cost the UK £44 million last year. Wales was the only nation to see an increase. And a rare copy of the first translation of the Bible into Welsh is to go on display in Wales for the first time. The book, printed in 1588, has been kept in Westminster Abbey's library collection. It'll be available for the public to view at St David's Cathedral in Pembrokeshire. A look at the weather. Mostly dry with sunny spells today. Some outbreaks of rain for northern and western Scotland and across Northern Ireland with highs of 26 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Dom, and welcome all to 11. The morning is poised, ready for anything. So is that 11's trolley, I can tell. Ready to dispense hot bisez.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
We'll be right back.
Classic FM.
That was one of the fifth, indeed, of Granados' Danzas Españolas. Anne Gastinel was our cellist and Pablo Marquez was the guitarist. And just before that, we heard the prelude to Act One of Bizet's opera, Carmen. Pablo González was directing the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra. Well, good morning and welcome to Classic FM. I'm Alexander Armstrong. How lovely it is to have you with me this Monday morning. Good Monday morning to you, Mr. Armstrong, in fact. Is the answer A as in I, said with a Geordie accent, Melissa from a warm and sunny Cockermouth laughing at her own jokes? Well, this is good. And then a few minutes later, I think it's E, as R is a bit more Liverpool. Standing in the kitchen, doing accents. This is all marvellous. Very well done indeed. I'm trying to see, oh, Melissa, there you are. Melissa, well, I think your accents sound absolutely perfect. I'm sorry I wasn't there to hear them. But on paper, that all makes sense. Now, another fabulous hour of music is slated for us, the opening movement of Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1, for example, from one of the three Marta Argerich recordings that are out there. This is a live one with the Berlin Philharmonic. I shall also shortly have a first track for my brand new Classic FM album of the week, which I think we will all rather love. First, though, Mozart's Exultate Jubilate, a work whose leading role was filled by the gifted Italian castrato Venanzio Rauzzini, whose powerful high voice was greatly admired. And after hearing it, Mozart wrote Exultate Jubilate expressly for him. This is the Alleluia. The voice of Barbara Bonney with the English concert under Trevor Pinnock, and that was the Alleluia from Mozart's Exultate Jubilate. Well, that means it is now time for the first track from my brand new Classic FM album of the week. And this week it's a new recording of Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream, featuring the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra under Pablo Eras Casado. Now, aside from the overture, A Midsummer Night's Dream was written in 1842. The overture had been written some years earlier. Mendelssohn's challenge was essentially the 19th century equivalent of composing a film score to write music that reflected, enhanced, and enlightened the acting whilst never detracting from it. And he was initially inspired to compose music for the play because it was a childhood favourite. His sister, Fanny, said, "We were entwined with A Midsummer Night's Dream, and Felix particularly made it his own. He identified with all of the characters. He recreated them, so to speak, every one of them, whom Shakespeare produced in the immensity of his genius." Let's hear from that score, the Scherzo, this morning on Classic FM. Thank you. Wonderful. That's the scherzo from Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream, played on my wonderful Classic FM album of the week by the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra under Pablo Heras Casado. You are listening to Classic FM.
Thank you. Thank you.
opening movement of Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1, and that was Marta Argerich with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Claudio Abbado was the conductor. Tons of lovely things between now and noon. We have the aria from Bach's Goldberg Variations, played by Angela Hewitt. And we have Maria from Bernstein's West Side Story. Here, meanwhile, is a reminder of the bright start to the day that Dan Walker always brings to Classic FM.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Traffic jam, honking horn, train delays, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, good vibes only. Waking you up to some of the most beautiful music around.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Valse Rustique from Coleridge Taylor's Four Characteristic Waltzes on Classic FM. That was the RTE Concert Orchestra under Adrian Lieper.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Angela Hewitt playing that beautiful aria from Bach's Goldberg Variations. And just before that, we heard David Zinman with the Philharmonia Orchestra and Leonard Bernstein's Maria. Now to C.P.E. Bach, whose music fell into neglect during the 19th century, with Schumann notoriously stating that as a creative musician, he remained very far behind his father. Brahms, on the other hand, close personal friend of Schumann's, so that must have made for fruity conversations around the Schumann dinner table, held him in high regard. Well, I think we We've decided we hold him in high regard, too. Here is the third and final movement of his cello concerto in A.
Thank you.
Enquêteur. Don't know what Schumann was talking about. That was Jean-Guy Enquêteur. It was our soloist there with the ensemble Resonance under Riccardo Manassi. And the third and final movement of C.P.E. Bach's Cello Concerto in A. Good morning, A.A. This is Rob in Uckfield, just taking a quick break from mowing the lawn. Well, yes, it's very much that time of year, isn't it, Rob? Thank you for taking the break and listening to us. Time for news and weather now. In the next hour, we should be hearing the Grand March from Verdi's Aida. Fabulous recording of that. I think my favourite, Richard Hickok's and the LSO and chorus, Rutter's O Waily Waily and Shostakovich's festive overture. In a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
At Viking, we believe travel should be more than just a trip. It should be a doorway to cultural insight and personal enrichment. Start planning your river, ocean, or expedition journey today and discover why Viking was named Best River Cruise Operator and Best Luxury Ocean Cruise Operator at the 2024 Times and Sunday Times Travel Awards. Learn more at viking.com.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests, and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
How much? Oh, my.
I take it you wasn't expecting that, my love.
Oh,
what a wonderful way to start your Friday.
It's more than good. It's brilliant.
Oh, bless you.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting a tiger from £5 a month, helping to reduce poaching and restore their vital habitat. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt a Tiger and help bring our world back to life.
The people of Britain love their ice baths. They've bought loads of them. With the Barclaycard Platinum, they could also save with 0% interest for up to 24 months on purchases, which is a nice, warm feeling. What you buy is your business. Helping you pay less interest is ours. Subject to financial status, T's and C's and exclusions apply. Check if you're eligible at barclaycard.co.uk. Representative example, 24.9% APR representative variable and 24.9% purchase rate per annum based on a £1,200 credit limit.
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served, with the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker,
play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, Israel says it's achieved aerial superiority over Iran as fighting between the two countries moves into a fourth day. At least 8 people have been killed in Iranian strikes on central Israel. The UK is continuing to call for de-escalation in the Middle East. But Labour former Defence Secretary Lord Hutton has told Classic FM that misses the point.
Israelis, I think perfectly reasonably, feel that should the Iranians develop a nuclear weapon, the Iranians would use it. And I think they're perfectly entitled to take that view, given everything that the Iranians have said about the state of Israel. So in these kind of existential moments, when one state feels that unless they act, they are going to be destroyed, it's just not very credible to ask people to de-escalate.
Leaders of G7 countries are set to discuss conflict in the Middle East and the war between Russia and Ukraine. Allies, including Keir Starmer, are due to meet in Alberta in Canada this afternoon. Baroness Katie's findings on the extent of the grooming gang scandal will be published later. The review prompted Sir Keir Starmer to announce a national review into group-based child sexual abuse. A cross-party committee of MPs says the water industry is in need of root and branch reform. Its report's calling for much more regulation of bonuses for senior bosses. The government says it's secured the largest ever investment into the sector to help clean up Britain's waterways. And original drawings by Roald Dahl are set to be auctioned in Edinburgh. They were produced for the children's author's memoir and could fetch up to £30,000. A look at the weather, mostly dry with sunny spells this afternoon, some rain for